It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Mardi Gras season hits its peak next Tuesday, and we're celebrating Cajun and Creole-style cooking straight from Louisiana. It's Food Friday. We're getting into the Mardi Gras spirit with recipes and cooking tips to enhance your maybe gumbo, jambalaya, po' boys, you name it. Ace Champion is a Louisiana native and a Green Bay-based chef and cooking instructor who specializes in Cajun and Creole cooking. He's host of the TV show Cook Like a Champion, author of the books 8 Steps to Your Perfect Meal, and Cook Like a Champion, Cooking with Ace. Ace, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, yes, it is. Thank you.
Now, this is Mardi Gras season. Ace, this has got to be exciting for you. Could you just talk about how you get yourself into the Mardi Gras cooking spirit?
Oh, well, even though Fat Tuesday is not here yet, you know, Mardi Gras starts a long time before that.
Right.
So get to have 2 weeks of a lot of partying, a lot of fun, a lot of indulging in all your favorite foods right before Lent.
Ace, I was lucky enough to travel to New Orleans a few weeks back. A, this may shock you, I had some really good food there. And B, I learned, yeah, Mardi Gras, it's not that one day. It's this whole season starting on January 6th. What are some of your favorite foods to make over the course of that couple of months of Mardi Gras?
Well, the number one favorite has got to be chicken and sausage gumbo. I mean, especially in Wisconsin with, you know, 20-degree weather. It's just something about, you know, the spices and the fun that it takes to cook it. I mean, gumbo is not something you just throw on the pot and just let it go. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it with the making the roux that takes 30 minutes and putting that care into it. And then, you know, the richness of the bone broth, making it from scratch with the chicken. And then, you know, of course, we use the andouille sausage to spice it up a little bit. I mean, I can eat gumbo 2-3 days in a row. So, I mean, it's if you've never had it, it's very, very good. That's definitely one of my favorites.
Now, Ace, I've had it. I've never made it. And something you said reminds me of why, like, I'm kind of scared of dishes where it's like you got to be there stirring a lot, right? But this is true, right? Gumbo is not, like you said, a fire and forget kind of meal.
It's not. I mean, there's points where you can walk away when you're boiling, but the majority of the time you have to be grounded. There's multiple times you got to do it. But don't be scared, my man. I mean, dedicate, you know, I would say an hour of actual physical prep. It'll take about 3 hours to make. And then you just make a really big pot. And then whatever you have left, it freezes phenomenal. I mean, I've eaten gumbo a year later and it tastes almost just as good.
Now, you mentioned the spices in a gumbo. What are some of the key spices and flavors that go into, in general, Cajun and Creole cooking?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm going to take advantage of being on the best radio station in Wisconsin and tell you about this spice that's called Champion Spice. Yeah, I do have my own Creole spice, and you can get that on my website at chefchampion.com. But it's really the blend of the different herbs, the paprikas, the peppers, you know, that really wakes up the food. A lot of times when people cook, it's salt and it's pepper, which, you know, there's some flavor in that. But really that richness of the Cajun seasoning just adds so much to it. And then the fact that most of Creole cooking is 100% from scratch.
Now, you said paprikas plural. And I, you know, before I started to use paprika a lot, I just thought paprika is paprika. No, wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Rob.
Oh, no.
Like, could you talk
about
the variety of
paprika?
White
eggs are the same as brown eggs.
Oh, I think there's even more difference, yeah, right? Yeah.
Right. No, I love smoked paprika. Most of my food, I like to add just a little bit of a smoked flavor without, you know, having to barbecue. Or if I'm making something that I don't want that in there, like I'll use the regular paprika too as well. And everyone's are different. So I always recommend try and get one that's really, really red in color and really light and fluffy. And that seems to be more of a fresher without all the different chemicals and all the extra stuff in there. So it's all natural as you can possibly get with those ingredients.
Yeah, I ended up having like 3 different kinds of paprika, like a sweet, a half sharp and a smoked. Oh, wow. When I first had smoked paprika in cooking, that's just it's like a different spice almost.
It is. And that's why I love Creole cooking because, you know, it's a blend of Indian, South African, French, and Spanish all infused in together. So you're not just getting a certain type of flavor. I mean, you're getting your mouthful. That's for sure.
Now, you do Cajun and Creole cooking, and I keep saying Creole and Cajun cooking. Can you talk about, you know, where they overlap and where they're different from each other?
Yeah, for sure. They do interlap. I mean, they're both in the same region. If you were to think of Creole as more of the blend of the different cultures, And that would be what you would find more of the higher end restaurants. So your shrimp etouffee, your Creole, those type of dishes you would find in more of the Creole atmosphere. Now the Cajuns, these are mainly the people that actually live on the bayou. I'm talking like, they're living in the swamps with all the people. The food tends to be a little bit more spicy in the Cajun, and definitely you're going to find a lot more game. In Creole cooking, you got your shrimp, your chicken, your basics, but Cajun, you might have a turtle soup one day and a raccoon soup the next day and rabbit stew the next day, and then you might have a regular hamburger. So they really take advantage of eating the from them, and I would say that's the biggest difference between the two. But they both pretty much use almost the same spices and a lot of the same ingredients, so they're definitely intertwined.
Talking to Green Bay-based chef Ace Champion from Louisiana, talking about Cajun and Creole cooking in time for the big day, Mardi Gras, next Tuesday. Ace, I mentioned I was in New Orleans. I had, I think, three catfish po' boys because that's what I want to order. Two of them were really good. One, eh, but the other two were really good. Catfish is something we can get our hands on here in Wisconsin. Can you talk about how to prepare catfish or a fish like that for po' boy making purposes?
No, I didn't plan this, but
Okay.
my dinner tonight I was telling you about, I'm actually making fried catfish and hush
Nice.
puppies. Yeah, so you can get catfish a lot of times at your local market. I prefer catfish fillet over catfish nuggets. It's just really, really more meatier. I like to let my catfish come out to room temperature, not too much, but like 10 minutes. Season them only with the champion spice. And once you get that season really good, my batter for catfish is really a 50-50 blend of cornmeal and flour, and then obviously you season the flour. I think what really makes the Cajun fish fry stand out a little bit more is the fact that we don't just season the fish. I mean, the fish is seasoning, the batter is seasoning, and then I actually do a kind of a mustard milk wash, kind of like fried chicken. So we'll go into the dry batter, then the wet batter, and then back into the dry batter. And that wet batter is just some mustard, a little bit of eggs, and a little bit of milk. I definitely would recommend using a deep fryer. I know a lot of people, pan frying does work, but I mean, if you really want that crust all the way around it, like a true deep fried catfish should be, I would recommend using an electric deep fryer. And that way you can regulate the temperature, 350, probably shouldn't go no more than 7 to 8 minutes. And then obviously let it cool off, a little bit of paper towels. And then I make a romelade sauce, which would be a jazzed up version of tartar sauce, which is almost the same as just I add some Cajun seasonings and stuff like that too as well. And then we serve them with hush puppies versus traditional Wisconsin, the rye bread and the onion. And the hush puppies, in small terms, it's deep fried cornbread with a lot of cheese in it because we're in Wisconsin. So I'm going to add that little bit of a twist to it.
Now, Ace, I mentioned we could find catfish here. One thing I ate in New Orleans was alligator, and it was good. That I don't see in the stores around here. Is this something that you are able to find and make here in Wisconsin, or did you leave that behind?
It's you either have to order online, which you can always do that, or find a little specialty meat store. I know there's one in Appleton, I think Nemeth Meat Market or something. They had it in there, and you can get it frozen in like a little 1 pound pack, even with crawfish tail meat. So if I'm making a crawfish etouffee, you can't just walk into any grocery store and have it. But the bigger ones, like the Walmarts or the Woodman's, you can get like the tail meat and stuff like that, and those little specialty things. Otherwise, I would recommend just ordering online frozen.
It's one of the great things about Mardi Gras season in New Orleans is all the parades and all the outdoor activities. You and I are here in Wisconsin. You go out for that parade in February, you might slip and fall on the ice. How do you recommend people, we're probably going to do indoor celebrations. How do you recommend people, food included, have a good Mardi Gras celebration?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So I do a couple of events, for Mardi Gras indoor, obviously, because for reasons that you said. And the Mardi Gras decor is really cheap. Go down to your local dollar store, Walmart, grab a bunch of beads, some little face things, for your pictures. There's tons of games that you can play. And then if you do a potluck, just tell all your people who are bringing food, everyone has to bring something traditional to Mardi Gras. Otherwise, you might get five cheese trays. No point
That's
intended.
not the end of the world. Hey, let's bring on a
No, it's
caller.
not. No, it's not.
We got Don with us in Bayfield County. Hey, Don.
Hi. Say, Jeff, what's your favorite ingredients for muffaletta?
Muffaletta. That's
For who?
another muffaletta, the sandwich, right,
Muffaletta.
Don?
Yeah,
Muffaletta. Okay.
it's like an olive loaf sandwich
Yeah.
over like a big doughy. Oh man, you're making me hungry now. I haven't heard that word in a while now. I like to just use just a really nice balsamic vinegar. I like to let the olives and all the other stuff in my Cajun season kind of do the work. I find if you put too much sauce in your muffaletta, it can be a little sloppy. So just like a nice balsamic, whether you can flavor it or whatever you want, garlic flavor, something like that would really go well with it.
Thanks a lot for
But don't
that.
forget the romelade sauce, the romelade sauce. But that was that sauce I was talking about
Oh
with the
yeah.
fish fry. That same sauce goes over your po' boys. It goes over your muffaletta. Anything with bread in a sandwich, that's the sauce.
Thanks a lot for that call. All right, Ace, we're almost done. Since we're almost done, we better have some dessert. What is your go-to
Yes.
dessert for celebration season?
Actually, I'm making it tonight. And that is my New Orleans bread pudding with the whiskey cream sauce, which is basically French toast. Instead of dipping it and grilling it, you dice it up, you soak it in that nice rich custard, and then you bake it. So I don't even know why they use the word pudding, because it's nothing like pudding. It's just a really soft loaf. And then that whiskey sauce is just your whole milk, your heavy whipping cream, season it with your vanillas, a little bit of sugar, and of course, at least a half a cup of bourbon.
All right. Now, Ace, if I've got your dinner here, you're saying you're making the catfish po' boys, the hush puppies, and that bread pudding and the whiskey sauce tonight.
Yes, sir.
If I hop in the car now, you'll wait for me, right?
You got it, my man. How fast can you make it to Menasha?
Ace, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun again.
My pleasure, always.
That's Ace Champion, Louisiana native, Green Bay-based chef and cooking instructor who specializes in Cajun and Creole cooking. He's host of the TV show Cook Like a Champion, author of the books 8 Steps to Your Perfect Meal and Cook Like a Champion, Cooking with Ace. He joined us to talk about Cajun and Creole cooking to get us in the Mardi Gras spirit.